This is it, the ultimate wellness show just for you. Wellness for Life Radio with Dr. Suzanne Bennett.
In the United States, one in four women dies from heart disease. In fact, coronary heart disease, CHD, which is the most common type of heart disease, is the number one killer of both men and women in the U.S. Now, today, we have Dr. Barry Bartolet, interventional cardiologist practicing at Cardiology Associates of North Mississippi and North Mississippi Medical Center, and he's here to give us some insight on how to prevent coronary heart disease. Welcome to Wellness for Life Show, Dr. Bartolet. And with millions of people suffering from CHD, you must be really busy in your practice, considering that obesity is a big issue in your neck of the woods. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for the invitation to be here today. Yeah, unfortunately, and we somewhat joke about it, is that Mississippi is the fattest state in the nation. And so that is certainly one of the risk factors for coronary heart disease. There are several other risk factors that we can talk about, but I think to echo a point that you were alluding to is that heart disease is entirely preventable, and there are things that we can do to help people from progressing on to advanced heart disease. And I think that's very important that we recognize that and we take the proper steps to avoid heart disease down the road.
That's absolutely, that's exactly how I feel. You know, Wellness for Life, we're all about preventive care, lifestyle changes. So in, you know, where you're at, as you're saying, it is the fattest state in the country. What do you tell your patients and what do you suggest that people can change today so that their outcome will be different in the future?
I think one of the big things that we need to do is first recognize the problem. For both men and women, coronary heart disease is the number one cause of death. And in my state, one out of every two people will die of a cardiovascular event. Across the nation, that's one out of every three. Oftentimes, women think that breast cancer is the thing that they need to worry about is going to be the thing that causes them to die. But really, it's cardiovascular diseases. And when we look at that, we do see that there are certain risk factors that increase your risk for having advanced heart disease. And a lot of these risk factors also play a big role into other diseases down the road as well. So obesity can be one of those risk factors. And oftentimes, obesity occurs as a result of a poor diet and lack of proper exercise. Now, the diet that seems to be a good thing to follow is what's called the Mediterranean-style diet. And this is a diet where it is lean in the meats, and so we not so much beef, not so much pork, but more into turkey and chicken and fish, baked or broiled, not fried, obviously, with the more complex carbohydrates. I like to tell my patients that if it's white, don't eat it. So white rice, white potato, white pasta, white sugar, white bread, white rice, these are things that are very refined and quickly get converted into sugars and triglycerides in our body and the subsequent fats that can cause problems. So in a Mediterranean-style diet, we're going to be heavy on the fruit. We're going to be heavy on the more coarser grain foods with that. More on the vegetables, and then with the lean chicken, turkey, and as well as fish as our protein sources with that. And then along with that comes exercise. And there has been some interesting data that have come out that shows that with exercise, really a light to moderate amount of exercise is very good from a cardiac benefit. You don't have to go be a marathon runner to be healthy from a heart standpoint. Really just a brisk walk of maybe about a mile or a mile and a half a day is all you really need to establish good cardiac exercise to get that benefit.
Well, these are excellent lifestyle changes that you're talking about, which I truly believe every bit. And you know what I love is that even as a medical interventional cardiologist, which I understand that you do specific types of techniques in your office to help the ones that are having much more advanced stages of coronary heart diseases, or as you're saying, heart vascular issues. I want to ask you a question, particularly about, you mentioned the Mediterranean, which I am so up there too. I talk a lot about the Mediterranean diet and how great it is for heart issues. How about though, homocysteine? I you probably do this in your office. It's a test that a lot of doctors or interns are doing now, and I do it quite a bit because homocysteine is an indicator whether or not you have a genetic pattern called MTHFR issue, a genetic pattern. Do you at all work with that in your office?
Absolutely. I think that's an important thing to screen for. And then a lot of times when people are young, they have premature vascular disease, when you really can't nail down a really good reason why they have that. And then also if they have clotting disorders, a lot of times we will look for hyperhomocysteinemia. So it's a simple lab test to check that. And the amazing thing is that the correction is just B vitamin. And so really with high-dose B vitamins, you can actually bring that under control. And so it is an easy thing to screen for, and it's a very easy thing to treat, but it can be an important problem, and it is often overlooked by a lot of physicians.
Yes, I agree on that too. You know, when I talk about B vitamins, when it comes to that methylation issue and homocysteine being so high, there is, you know, two factors, the methylcobalamin, which is a B12, as well as the 5-MTHF, which is the 5-methyltetraethylfolate, which is a specific type of folate that really helps with bringing down that homocysteine level. One of the things that I'd like you to talk about is give us a clear-cut answer regarding the plaque versus calcification. Some people come into the office saying, you know what, I've been told I've got a lot of calcification in my blood vessels. And then other people say, you know what, I've been told that I've got a lot of plaquing. Can you really tell us the difference between the two?
Yes, and I'll try to explain that. And they're basically the same, and they're different at the same time. So oftentimes, and we do this as a prevention screen, is that we will do what we call CT calcium scores on patients. And so we are actually looking for calcified plaques in their arteries. And so when we see the calcium in the arteries, that is a sign of plaque formation. Now, calcium is usually a marker of a more mature or stable plaque, particularly in patients that are younger and have a very high cholesterol level, you can have a lipid-laden plaque. Now, that means it just has a lot of fat or cholesterol within that plaque. Those oftentimes will not have a lot of calcium associated with that. And so you can have a plaque that has calcium, which is sometimes a marker of a stable plaque, but then you also can have these lipid-rich plaques, and those are the ones that unfortunately can rupture and cause heart attacks. But when people get a calcium score, that is a good predictive marker of subclinical heart disease or vascular disease. And in those patients, you might want to be more aggressive at cholesterol management, blood pressure management, diabetes management, getting their weight under control, getting a good exercise program, good diet. And sometimes people can use that as an influencer, is that, you know, they hear these things we talk about, and for them, oh, I won't get sick. But when you show somebody a plaque on their coronary artery, then they get aggressive about doing something.
Well, you know, I know that particularly most of us have a lot of fear of having heart attacks. I really appreciate Dr. Beaudelet for being here on the show. To learn more about heart health and his practice, you can visit Dr. Beaudelet's website, canm.com, canm.com. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD.